Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person you're transferring?
Hi, Harold. It's ISIA.
ISIA.
And last name is DANIELS.
Thank you so much.
You want the phone number or are you good?
Is it the phone number 313-977?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, Miss Daniels, I'm transferring you now. You're in good hands. Hold for transfer.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Daniels. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I can't complain. I can't complain. My name is Harold, and I'll be able to assist you further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to already help you file a claim?
No.
No. Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And I do want to ask you, how do you pronounce your first name?
Aisha is like Asia.
Baija. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All righty. And can I ask you, did you use Depo Provera?
I did.
You did. How long did you use it for?
I use it from September of 2013 till about November of 16.
Guys, so
So,
about 6 3 years or so.
about 3 years.
Okay.
I had to say the date to kind of remember, like I had to,
Right.
you know what I'm saying? Because it was a while ago, but
Right.
the memory and the brain and everything. So, just trying to make sure I give you the correct information
And I appreciate that.
closest to it as possible.
Right. I appreciate that. Alrighty. I do wanna when were you diagnosed with meningioma?
I was diagnosed on the 15th of November.
15th of
Yep.
November.
So November 15th of 2016, which caused me to basically, obviously stop using it.
Right. Were you using the brand name?
Yes, Depo Provera is what I
Gotcha.
was using.
Gotcha. Okay. And how many shots were you getting in a year? Were you getting at least 4 injections?
I received altogether about maybe 11 shots. So I think I had like one more.
Were you
No,
doing them
yeah.
once every 3 months?
Once every 3 months.
Okay, so about 4 shots in a year then.
Yep, once every 3 months. So about
Gotcha.
4 shots a year.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you did use Depo for at least 1 year. And when is your date of birth?
11/23/1991.
Wow, so you were diagnosed a couple of days before your birthday.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was a rough, time. But I mean, hey, I'm still here
Right,
and I'm
right.
thankful, but whew, that was rough. It was rough.
One day at a time, just keep going, keep getting better, so. And were you diagnosed with the meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, that was when I went, that's what they, yeah, I
Gotcha.
was, yes,
And could you go
correct.
ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Female. Perfect. And then you spell your name
Born and
IS.
raised, born and raised female.
You gotta ask now. You never know. And then you spell your name ISIA, correct?
Yes,
And then
ISIA.
last name DANIELS, S at the end.
Yes.
Perfect. 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 And then I do have your email address being your first name, last name 23 at gmail.com.
Yep.
Alrighty. And then your phone number, best phone number for you, 313-977-4315.
Yep,
And
that's
then
my number.
what's your current property address?
I'm sorry, one more time, I couldn't.
Your current property address.
18296 Woodingham Drive.
Is that in Detroit?
Yes, Detroit. I'm sorry.
No worries.
221 Detroit. Yeah, I apologize.
No worries. No worries. And what hospital diagnosed you?
It was the Harper University Hospital.
Harper University. That's the one at the 3990 John R Street.
Yep. Yep. John R Street. Yep. 39. Yep. John R Street.
Right. And then do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
It was Dr. Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer. I don't know how to pronounce his name.
No way. It's like the movie.
I could never say his last name. That was, and he used to laugh every time I do it. Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer. Okay, just like the movie.
It's a movie called Oppenheimer.
Mm-hmm. It's about I think the bombs they built. I forgot what bombs for. It's for World War II, and his name was Robert Oppenheimer, and he built the Yeah, he built some bombs. Mm-hmm.
And the movie is called Oppenheimer.
Yep, the movie's called Oppenheimer. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to have to look at it.
It's a good movie. It's a real good movie. You should watch it. Okay, and then let me see here. And then were you ever diagnosed with any prior cancer prior to the meningioma?
No.
No, okay. And do you have your medical records or would the hospital have them?
Yep. I could definitely contact the hospital and get the medical records.
All righty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives this money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My mother.
Mother. Okay. And her name?
Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Treadwell, T-R-E-A-D-W-E-L-L.
And her phone number?
313-753. Hold on, because I try to remember it just in case of emergency, but I have to look her number up.
No worries. No worries. Take your time. No worries at all.
I've been trying to work on that. Remembering, at least remembering her number, so just in case if anything were to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So 313-753-6298.
All right. Now I do just want to go ahead and just verify all of this information one last time, just to make sure everything is correct. And the last thing we do need actually is the social. Now, if you don't feel comfortable with the full social, I can go ahead and get the last four.
All right, we could do the last four. 1767.
Okay. All righty. And now you do, you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
I'm sorry, one more time.
You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, and you have not signed with any other law firms here, and you are a resident of the United States. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you were diagnosed 11/15/2016. Your date of birth, 11/23/1991, correct?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty, and now you started to use Depo in 2013, you stopped in 2016. You did use it for at least 1 year. You did use the name brand. You did have at least four injections in 1 year prior to your diagnosis, correct?
You said that kind of fast.
No worries.
I copied a little slow. Can you say it one more time?
No worries, yeah. So you did use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes, sir.
And then you did, you can confirm you have had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that you did use it, you used it through 1992, through the present date. I know you didn't start in 1992,
right.
but you used it through that timeline, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then you spell your name, I-S-I-A. D-A-N-I-E-L-S, And then the last four of your social, 1767.
Yes, correct.
And then email address, first name, last name, 23@gmail.com, phone number 313-977-4315. And then your property address is 18296 Woodingham Drive, Detroit, Michigan, 48221. And then you were seen by Dr. Oppenheimer. That was at the DMC Harper University Medical Center or University Hospital. And that's at the 3990 John R. Street in Detroit, Michigan, 48201. See here. And then the hospital has your medical records. And then we have your mother, Crystal, as your emergency contact, 313-753-6298. Does that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
Perfect. So I'm going to send you over a DocuSign now. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
No, it's DocuSign.
So it basically allows you to sign documents online, like on your phone.
Okay.
Perfect.
DocuSign?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then you should have just received it through your text. And then I'm also going to text you the information of the law firm. So you're working with Pulaski Law Firm. They're based out of Texas.
Okay.
And so how this is going to work, once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them up to the law firm. The law firm will then give you a call within about 7 business days, basically to verify this information one last time. And then from that moment, everything, you know, as long as everything goes well, they'll be able to then request the medical records from the hospital, and then they'll be able to, you know, start representing you and getting everything going for you.
Okay. So click on to the link in my text messages, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I'm supposed to sign it with my finger because it's not letting me if that's the case.
Yeah, so typically you want to sign with your finger. Do you have iPhone?
Yes.
You might be able to turn it to the side and then it might let you sign.
No, that's not working.
No.
Dang, let me see. I might have a pen in here with a stylus on it. Excuse me.
No worries. You can always do it on a computer as well, or a laptop or something if you have one. I don't know whatever. I don't know what's easier for you.
I don't have a laptop or a computer. I don't know exactly.
Yeah, so it should let you sign. So it brought up the little box thing with the X and it just won't like copy your finger or whatever.
Yeah. Let me try to refresh it. Yeah, nope, it's not working. Interesting.
And then you already accepted the agreements and everything like that.
Oh, okay. That's probably what it was. I don't know.
You had to accept the agreements. Because it just showed me that you viewed them. So once you accept all of the agreements and everything, then it should let you sign.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Yeah. Look at it. Teamwork. Makes
the dream work. Exactly.
Right. And then press adopt and sign.
Adopt and sign, yep. And then every little yellow square you see, you just be able to click it, and then it should just go ahead and put it there.
I think I did it all.
Let me see. And then you'll know you're done once you hit the finish button. That it'll show finish or done.
Yep.
Perfect. Yep. I just got them back. So let me go ahead and get these sent over to the law firm. And then, like I said, you're working with Pulaski Law Group. So I sent that to you in your text message. It's the 909 number. So in about 7 business days or within 7 business days, they'll call you from that 909 number. So just be on the lookout for that. Okay.
Okay.
And then the number I texted you from the 949 number, that's my number. So go ahead and lock me in your phone just so if you need anything from me down the line or if I might need anything from you, you know it's me and not just, you know, a random person, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Well, do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me before I let you go?
I do not.
All righty. Thank you so much. You have a blessed
Thank
rest
you.
Of your day. No problem.
I appreciate it.
And it, like I said, if you need anything, I'm here Monday through Friday, okay?
Alrighty, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, you as well. Bye-bye.